I mean, first of all, I would like to stress that, of course, the signature of such an agreement is always a very, very important step forward. And it had some, over the last 3 months after signature, it's almost 3 months now, it had some major effects. I mean, fighting on the ground has decreased substantially. And people are meeting. I mean, I think one of the most important developments which have taken place is that people are meeting in the field and, you know, trying to sort out their differences in a peaceful way. I think this, if that continues, if the people start talking and not shooting at one another, that is a major breakthrough. But of course, I mean, as you somehow implied by your question, time is flying and implementation is pretty slow in comparison to the time. And then there's one worrying thing as well, you know, violence in terms of military violence between armed groups has decreased, but violence in terms of violence affecting the population in the country has not decreased. And that is extremely worrisome. That is extremely worrisome. And just the example which is now all over the international media is these 150 plus women which were systematically raped in Rubkona, Bentiu area. That is dramatic. I mean, this kind of violence is incompatible with peace. Peace is not the agreement. Peace is what the people live on the ground, and if they cannot go to food distribution, if they cannot go to fetch water, if they cannot go to work on their fields without fearing to be raped, maimed or killed, then there is no peace. This really has to be addressed. And I think this kind of violence, all the parties have to work on it. The government must do utmost to really clarify the situation and to bring those culprits to books. And also what is often forgotten, but I think is very, very important, that the victims are properly taken care of and also compensated for what they lived through.
Yes, Ambassador, a lot of the international community have expressed their support, but with a little reservation, saying they will support once they can see tangible, you know, progress in the implementation of the peace agreement. As German government or your embassy, and you're here as the ambassador, what support are you offering in the implementation process of the peace agreement?
When support takes different forms, first of all, there is how you address it politically. I think, as I said, politically we welcome the development and we support anything that moves forward, any step that moves forward in the direction of real peace, peace to the people. And I think what we mentioned before, I just don't want to avoid your question, I come back to it, but to bring food to the people, to bring development chance to the people, for me, it's real peace. To cooperate with UNMISS to try to stabilize particular areas is real peace. In terms of the agreement itself, it is perhaps less easy to engage with this agreement at this stage than one might think. The committees are just in a way to be established. They are just starting to work. Many questions which are central for a successful implementation are not yet even on the conceptual level clear. Let me just give you one example, what I keep have in mind. Last week we had the constitution of all the security related commissions and so on, the Joint Defense Board and so on. So very important work institutionally, technocratically. You know, I am a technocrat myself, so this is important. But I don't see up to this day that there is agreement on what cantonment means. I have not seen any plan how cantonment will be implemented, and so it's very easy to say you have to support it, but what actually are we expected to support if there's no plan, no strategy, no concrete steps? So I think implementation is not we sign an agreement and then the others give us money. I think implementation of this is a much more engaging process. I think from the government side and also the opposition groups, there has to be steps to be done, and then concretely we have to interact and to see what's really concretely to be done and what we concretely can support. And that is also a point I would really like to stress. The government has to engage stronger on his side in the support of the peace agreement, also financially. Until now, I have seen only that they have committed $1.5 million. I mean, this is very small money for peace in the country.
Yes, Ambassador, let's talk about German-South Sudan relations. How will you describe that relations?
We are along. I mean, sometimes I must smile or mildly laugh, you know, but I really, really enjoy it. When the South Sudanese partners tell us, you know, an old partner, they're talking young, no new partners, an old partner, and they call us an old partner, and I smile and say yes, and we like to be an old partner because we are a long time engaged in the support of the country independence and the build up and for the population. So I like to be an old partner. I think we are good partners, but having said that, people who know Germans know also what we are looking at. We are looking at you know, frank and open exchanges, results based. You know, we want to see things happening, not just talking, not nice words. We can spend hours in exchanging nice words and nice documents and so on. But at the end of the day, for us Germans, what's important is what is the result of it, what comes about. So I think we are have a good partnership. I think the South Sudanese partners know us. We know them as well. And I think we know each other's expectations.
Great. Ambassador, tell us some of the activities that your embassy or your government is involved in here in South Sudan. One I know about is you've been supporting the film industry here for quite some time. I've seen you in events that actually when they are showcasing maybe short films. Tell us, why are you supporting this? Why is this very important?
No, I'm very grateful for this question. No, I think, yes, indeed, we are supporting the International Film Festival, Juba International Film Festival, for a long time. I have a very dedicated colleague, Mrs. Beata Müller-Grunewald. She's personally very deeply involved. And we are now, this year, by far the biggest sponsor. No, it's very nice. It's very beautiful. Engagement in another country is not only, you know, politics and economy and this and that. It's also about exchange, and the most beautiful exchange you can have is cultural exchange. You know, this tells so much about yourself, your own country, your people in your country, and you learn so much about the people of your host country, in this case South Sudan. Now this is a very beautiful activity we are very proud of. We also support in Europap the youth cultural activities and so on. This is really, really beautiful things which we are proud of and we are happy about, and that teach us a lot about South Sudan and allow us also to learn more about South Sudanese. And I think this is also an important part of peace building. People don't live, as we say in German, from bread alone. Mm-hmm. They need also to have their mind activated. They need to have their creativity recognized and activated. So this is great activities, yeah.
Ambassador, thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. But just before you go, what will be your final remarks or your message out there?
I hope we have a real opportunity now to get into a common effort to build peace in a sustainable way in the country. And my hope for the new year is that we really all, on all sides, will center on the people of South Sudan, how we can bring peace to them, development to them, so that this country is a happier place.